It's now time for the Blown Call Show. All of today's important topics in the world of sports, wrestling, and entertainment, told from a uniquely Canadian perspective. And now, here is your host, Mike the Ref, on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hello, folks, and welcome to episode 90 of the Blown Call Show here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. I am Mike the Ref, senior engineer and host at Edmonton SPN. On this episode, we are going to be talking about the YouTube ad boycott and the effect on local promotions and essentially the effect on the network here as to why this is such a big issue right now. If you want to get a hold of me, my Twitter handle is at Mike the Ref. Edmonton SPN Twitter is at Edmonton SPN. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. And the email is theblowncallshow@gmail.com. Now, what a week, folks. This has been rather interesting here. If you guys haven't checked out the last Quick Call Show, please do. It seems everybody has right now, but there is a very sticky situation going on right now, and I'm sticking by my guns on that podcast. So you guys could check out the information on there. I'll give my final statement about it later on the show here. But there's been a lot of positive things going on this week. We had the expansion draft in the NHL with the Vegas Golden Knights pulling off a lot of deals. You got the NBA draft going on right now, and there's a lot of controversy, mostly coming from Lonzo Ball's dad, but that's a story amongst itself. I think he'd be a great wrestling manager. But I think the biggest story of the day right now is the signing of, well, I guess not signing, the reassigning of Mauro Ranallo to NXT. Now, most people were thinking that Mauro Ranallo was going to have his contract run out in WWE, and then he'd be released from it, and that would be the end of that. I think this is probably the smartest move that WWE has made in a very long time. Mauro Ranallo has been assigned to call the NXT shows, starting as soon as, I believe, this Friday. It is a great, great thing for him to be doing this, because when it comes to NXT, you got wrestlers that are coming off the independent circuit that you need somebody who is knowledgeable on the indies. And I don't think there's anybody that does more research when it comes to wrestlers than Mauro Ranallo. And his style will just bring that passion, bring that fire, bring that energy that will be needed on that show. You got Percy Watson, who is trying to be a bit of a firebug, but while you talk a good game, you got no substance behind it. And then when you got Nigel McGuinness, who is one of the best color guys around, he just needs to have a little bit more, I would say, a little bit more energy that Mauro produces here. He's just got that extra swagger, extra charisma behind him, and I think this is an absolute perfect fit. I'd love to see Mauro call in the UK shows if Jim Ross can't make it. Hell, even if Jim Ross can make it, I think Mauro, in many senses, would be a hell of a choice there. So, but that blew me away, folks. And now we're going into, the NBA draft, the NHL draft, NHL free agent frenzies coming up on July 1st. That is always a gong show at the best of times here. But we got a stacked and packed card here. Not only with the local indie scene coming up, just getting ready for a great night of champion show that's going to be coming up this Saturday for PWA. Also getting ready for that January 1st show for Monster Pro Wrestling, and then just trying to get the CWC Evolution show up. Folks, this video product's being taken to a level that I haven't seen in a while. I know that we had 5 cameras at the last show putting on the product, so editing's been taking a little bit longer than usual to get through it all. So be patient, but I promise you it definitely is worth it. Now, let's get to the main topic of the show here, folks. And it basically comes down to why I was so steamed and why I was so upset and why I went off as much as I did last Saturday night with my Quick Call show. And it's all going about sponsorship. And this podcast in particular is going to be talking about the YouTube ad sponsorship. Sponsors are running away from YouTube ads, especially when it comes to wrestling. And YouTube has made a very strong statement towards taking away those revenues. And it is hurting a ton of content providers, especially for wrestling, including promotions. You have many promotions that actually use that revenue from YouTube to pay wrestlers. And let's face it, folks, wrestlers need every avenue of revenue that you can get. But you know what? Let's get to the main topic here of the YouTube ad revenue, including the speech by Adam Blompier from What Culture Pro Wrestling here on the Blown Call Show on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. All right, folks, time for the main part of the show here. And this one I've been trying to get together for a couple weeks here, but now after what's happened over the weekend, it really comes into focus exactly what I want to talk about on this topic here. Now, before I get into it a little bit too much here, I want to present you guys with some audio. I am going to put a link to the actual video in the notes section of the show. This is coming from the What Culture Pro Wrestling Fight Back iPay-per-view that they had June 2nd in England. As you guys may or may not know about, there is a boycott on wrestling when it comes to monetization of videos on YouTube. Maybe the best thing for me to do is pass this off to the What Culture Pro Wrestling General Manager, Adam Blompier, who was in the ring at this time and is presenting all the information in regards to what this is about and why we feel so passionate about why this is such a mistake here. So, courtesy of WCPW on YouTube, here is Adam Blompier, the general manager of What Culture Pro Wrestling, talking about the YouTube adpocalypse.
12 months ago, WCPW held its first tapings in a warehouse in Newcastle with a broken roof. Back then, the idea of us doing a wrestling promotion was a very silly idea. 12 months later, it is still a very silly idea. But we are still here! Yeah! We're here in Manchester for WCPW Fight Back. This night was supposed to be the first night of the new series of WCPW Loaded.
Language. There are children watching this show, don't you know?
No. Okay. I understand and thank you. owing to YouTube guidelines, it's not possible for us to give you a free weekly wrestling show on YouTube, and honestly, that kills us. But it's not about cussing out YouTube, okay? Because speaking hate, that's part of what got us into this mess, okay? So here's what happened. For the uninitiated, certain YouTubers preaching hate had adverts in front of their videos, which led advertisers to flee YouTube. To counter this, YouTube has drastically reduced the monetization of what it deems to be inappropriate content, and that includes wrestling. And that is why we're here. That's why we're doing this show for free on our YouTube channel rather than putting it behind our paywall What Culture Extra, which we could do, and that's the only way we'd really make money off this show. We're running this show at a loss. I mean, you guys have bought your tickets, and that's paid for the wrestlers, because, just to address online, we always pay our wrestlers. But here's why I'm here. It's because this is a statement. That's what this show is. It's a statement to YouTube that wrestling does not deserve to be classified, tarred with the same brush as hate speech, because what hate speech does is it tears people apart. What wrestling does is it brings all of these people together here tonight. Wrestling is about creating a community. That's what every promotion does. Progress has its family, so does Rev Pro, so does Fight Club Pro, so does ICW. WWE has its universe. WWE is being affected by these changes. It's got to the point where I'm standing in this ring trying to make Vince McMahon money. But no, they all deserve to make that money, because YouTube, it allows us to reach our community of fans that we are building. That's what Culture is. It's a community of fans who love wrestling, because wrestling, it's an art form. Wrestling is an art form. Am I wrong or am I right?
So the only thing I agree with this man on.
Thank you, one person. But we want to do this show for free. We're going to cut this segment out and we're going to put it on our YouTube channel along with the rest of the show for free, because we want you at home, we want you to share this video. We want you to, at YouTube, there is a petition going around by Heelbook, that petition wants it, wrestling to be removed from inappropriate content. We officially endorse that petition. We're going to put it in the description underneath this video. Read it, sign it, share it. That's what this is about. It's about making sure that wrestling gets the respect that it deserves. Okay, and I am gonna go. Okay, this is because we're here for a wrestling show, aren't we?
Yeah!
But just one time on this show, which on a platform which can be shared, please share this video everywhere you can. I want you all to stand if you can for me, please. Stand, and I just want you, for everyone listening at home, for everyone YouTube who may see this, I want you to make some noise for how much you respect professional wrestling. These people are loyal fans, and they deserve the sport they love to be treated with the respect it deserves. Thank you. Thank you so much for this.
And there you go, folks. In terms of an explanation, I don't think I can make a better one myself as to what's going on in this situation. But I do have a little bit of a different take on it. If you guys haven't checked it out, I do have a YouTube channel set up at youtube.com/C/ Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Currently, it is housing the CWC Evolution show, as well as some select matches from other promotions. My goal has always been to expose the Alberta wrestling landscape to a greater audience, because I think we have some of the best talents across Canada, hell, across North America, located right here in Alberta. But without any video exposure, nobody sees it and nobody cares. So the more I get this stuff out to people, the more they got a chance to succeed. A lot of people don't know this, but we've had over half a dozen wrestlers from local promotions go on to the WWE or TNA for whatnot, and a lot of those major promotions, people like Davey Boy Smith Jr., Tyson Kidd, Victor from The Ascension, he was a part of it, Tyler Breeze, who is currently on WWE TV on SmackDown, he was a product of the Prairie Wrestling Alliance in Alberta, as well as you got to look at guys like Blue Chippers, and the easiest one I can come up with is Michael Richard Blaze, who recently was part of a 4-on-1 match against Braun Strowman on Monday Night Raw, as well as an appearance on NXT when he got absolutely obliterated by Dylan Miley after losing to Team DIY. A lot of exposure gets done through YouTube. Now, I'm not going to kid anybody. I am an indie podcast from Alberta. It's not like I'm getting 15 billion subscribers and whatnot, but I am here trying to grow the business a little bit. And with these views, the little bit of ad money gets put into better equipment and just trying to produce a better overall product. Just recently, I had my entire hard drive crash, to which I had to replace it. That comes out of pocket, folks. I don't get any extra money outside of the t-shirts that we sell or the little bit of ad revenue that we were getting off of the YouTube page. I am looking to supplement that with some other items now. The VidMe, I'm also looking at some other forms. vid.me/EdmontonSPN, if you're wondering. It is a video channel. It's just in its infancy, and I'm still trying to build it up. Go check it out. There's a couple good matches on there so far. But the biggest concern I have, and this is going to wrap this back up to what happened over the weekend here. The reason that sponsors are pulling out is they view wrestling as offensive conduct. Now that it is 2017, a lot of the standards have changed over the last 20 years as to what sponsors appreciate, what sponsors view as stuff that they can stick their product on. Now, if you're stuck back in 1995 or 1996 ideas and thoughts on whether it be booking or spots or something like that, they don't fly anymore. Some fans might enjoy it. And if fans are going to pay to see that en masse, then good on you. But when it comes to sponsors, very few want to be involved in stuff like that. And it does show when it comes to different sponsorship packages and deals when it comes to wrestling these days. So I know on my end, I've had to take down a bunch of videos off the YouTube site, and I need to clean up, and I have to make sure that my product is sponsor friendly. So if YouTube gets their act together, which I do hope everybody here signs the petition that's included in the show notes, if they get their act together, I can present my product as something that a sponsor would be attached to. That's essentially where this is going, folks. As far as I'm concerned, what has happened is in the past. I'm just not dealing with that anymore. I want to focus on the future, and I want to focus on producing great content that everybody can see. And I want YouTube to realize that this is a family product that has been going on longer than any other episodic TV show on TV today. When you're dealing with Monday Night Raw, it is the longest running episodic TV show in the history of television. So the only thing that beats it out right now is the news. So I ask each and every one of you to go in, sign the petition. If you guys want to see the video from the What Culture presentation that I just put on here, there will be a link in the show notes. And my final statement on what happened last weekend is this is my last comments towards it. I do know that I've been presented with some statements and some memes that have come up recently from certain participants. As far as I'm concerned, if you do not know what I'm talking about here, please check my last quick call show out. It is very clear what the issue is. However, I will not be responding to any more of these comments and memes and whatnot. I don't feel like giving free advertising to any kind of product or person that not only doesn't deserve it, but frankly, I think they're just trying to get a rise out of me and trying to get some happiness out of them. So I'm sorry, I won't be discussing any of those things that are coming up online in terms of this discussion and in terms of me. So I will just leave that there. And now, coming up next, we are going to go to the upcoming events. All right, folks, it's now time for the upcoming events. And once again, the upcoming events are sponsored by the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network t-shirt store at www.whatamaneuver.net. Make sure you check out not only the Front Row Mafia shirts, but also the vintage OWE shirts and soon to be apparently vintage model of the Struggle shirts, the Struggle versus Everybody, as well as the brand new Danimal shirts. The Danimal Daniel Jobber has his t-shirt there, and it's selling like hotcakes right now. So check out whatamaneuver.net and for all the great designs, as well as great designs from a lot of great indie podcasts throughout Alberta as well. So, but let's get on to the upcoming events here. And this Saturday, if you're in Northern Alberta or Southern Alberta, you are in for a treat. Let's talk about Southern Alberta here first. In Lethbridge, you got the Pure Power Wrestling hosting their Danger Zone card with two rather interesting matches. Both of them I'm rather intrigued about hearing. You got Kyle Sebastian, who, folks, if you don't know who Kyle Sebastian is, I suggest you go look him up. He's definitely worth a look. He got screwed last month out of the MPW Tag Team Championships, had a match against the Shark Club. It ended up getting screwed by a fast count by a referee going by the name of Jumpin' Josh. Now this month, he gets the opportunity to take on Josh one-on-one, as Josh has been training at the Pure Power Wrestling training facility down there in Lethbridge. And it's going to be interesting to see how this referee can overcome a veteran such as Kyle Sebastian. And then the other match is Mask versus Hair. Now, those that know Kid Cyrus know that he values that mask of his very much. I understand that in MPW, he's had to go with the face paint due to a match with Dirty Dean Richter. But now he is stuck in a... I think it's a five-way tag match at this point. It's supposed to be a six-man tag with Steve Rivers, Chris Parrish, and Kato putting up Kato's hair on the line against the team of the Irishman, Kid Cyrus, and the Cheetah Bear Jude Dawkins, where it was supposed to be Mask versus Hair. But now the Cheetah Bear is hurt, and there's no announcement as to a replacement for him on the team. So I don't know if this is going to be a three-on-two match, or they're going to find a replacement or whatnot. Folks, check out purepowerwrestling.ca. It's at the Fritz Sick Gymnasium, 420 11th Street South in Lethbridge, 6:30 on Saturday. You're definitely going to want to check that out. But then if you're in Northern Alberta on the same night, PWA, Night of Champions, this show is one of the biggest you'll see in Western Canada this year. Great family-friendly product that everyone can enjoy, and it is some of the best competitors in the world that are involved there. Just rolling through the card rather quickly here, we have Michael Allen, Richard Clark taking on Aiden Adams, a renewal of a grudge match from last month. These guys don't like each other, and it's a very different dichotomy of styles here. You got the youngster in Adams who is just trying to uses different techniques in his hard striking against Michael Allen, Richard Clark, who, let's face it, he's used every dirty tactic in the book lately, ever since he's had his little change of heart here in the PWA. And then speaking of changes at PWA, we got a loser leaves PWA match between Alexander Prime and Sean Moore. Now, since losing the tag team titles here, Sean Moore and Alexander Prime have had a bit of a falling out here, with Prime essentially turning his back on Moore. And the Matt Messiah, while I don't believe he's actually medically cleared to wrestle, he's signing a waiver agreement so that he can come in here a whole harmless, I believe it's called. to let Alexander Prime try to get him out of the PWA once and for all here. But speaking of not being able to medically compete properly, you got what I think it's a little weird in the definition of what's going on here with this match. You got a quote-unquote blind date match with the Fury Kenneth Anthony taking on Fabian Ribeiro. Now, I haven't been able to construct what the actual rules of this match is. Everybody's advertising it as a blindfold match. I'm not 100% sure that that's the case here. But either way, it is for the Commonwealth title. And to settle this match, they actually have a special referee in there. And that is Brandi Rhodes, who, for PWA fans, she was in Calgary back in February in a mixed tag match there. Great performer, can't wait to see her, and one of the most genuine people that you will ever see in wrestling. And also, it's her birthday weekend, folks, so anybody coming to the Northgate Lions Senior Center, make sure to wish her a happy birthday when you're there. But she's there to referee two matches, and the other one is one that I am definitely looking forward to. It's an Escape the Cage match. First cage match ever in the Prairie Wrestling Alliance involving two women with Kat Von Hees and Giselle Shaw. Now, if you guys checked out our Quick Calls episode from the last Edmonton PWA show, these ladies were fighting after the show outside the building anywhere they could to just get their hands on them, rip each other apart. They were involved in a lumberjack match that night, and the lumberjacks couldn't keep them in the ring, so now they have to find a way to get out of the cage, but I don't think either one of them is going to want to leave too quickly until they destroy the other. Brandi Rhodes will be the official for this match as well, so she gets to oversee who either goes over the top or escapes through the door first. But then from there, we're going to have a lot of chaos around ringside with the PWA Canadian Tag Team Championships. You got Raging Hawks and Team Hall of Fame taking on the champions, the Millennial Rebels, Colton Kelly and Reed Matthews. Now, tornado tag rules do apply here, so all six people are going to be involved in the match at the same time. This is going to be nothing but chaos and craziness there. So I don't know what is going to come of this. I think Hall of Fame has a bit of an advantage based on their experience, but don't count out the Millennial Rebels in this match because there's just something about these two kids, a little X factor that I just can't put my hands on to figure out here. So, and then from there, you have a no holds barred match with a very special stipulation. You got Sheik Akbar Shabazz against the Omen Gabriel. Now, Gabriel has been screwed over and over by the Sheik and his manager, John Lynx. And in turn, he's been doing a little bit of chicanery on Sheik in his matches. So nobody's been able to get a clean win lately. These two are going head-to-head. Now, if the Sheik wins, everything's kosher, everything's good, and Sheik gets his victory like he always thinks he will. Now, if the Omen wins, he gets 5 minutes alone with John Lynx. And on behalf of, I'd say, pretty much all the fans here at PWA, I think we're all going to be on Gabriel's side for this match here because John needs a little bit of comeuppance here at this point. So that's going to be a hell of a match. It's going to be no holds barred, so I could just imagine what the Sheik's got wrapped up in his mind being the former Mayhem champion. One other match we have is a steel chairs match between Bobby Sharp and the Mayhem champion Kenny Stryker. These two have really gotten into it in Calgary, where Bobby Sharp decided to lay out Stryker with a chair, and then they made the match in Calgary for the Night of Champions here at Edmonton. Chairs match, any chair is legal. I'm just going to imagine he's probably going to end up using my chair by the end of it or one of the other guys in the front row. So I can't wait to see that. But then you got your main event. Steel cage match, pinfall or submission only. So it's the opposite of what the women's match is going to be. You got Brandon Van Danielson and Michael Richard Blaze, the Western Lions, taking on the champion, Brett Morgan, for the PWA Heavyweight Championship. Now, in certain roles, these guys have been going at it pretty much since last night of champions over a year ago. Once the Western Lions had a change of attitude and lost their belts to Team Hall of Fame at the Night of Champions show in Calgary. It's going to be interesting to see how the dichotomy of both challengers work, as both of them want that title off of Morgan so bad. But last time we thought they were going to work against each other to get the belts, they tried to work together and they didn't care who won the title. Still didn't get it off Morgan. Now this time, there's been a little bit of animosity between the Western Lions, and I don't know, I got a weird feeling that not everything's going to be as smooth as it was last time when they had this scenario here. So, but folks, special start time is 6:30 at the Northgate Lions Senior Center, 7524 139th Avenue in Edmonton. The VIPs for the pre-signatures, photo ops, etc., the VIP meet and greet with Brandi Rhodes will be at 4 o'clock. Doors officially open at 5:30, and the show starts at 6:30, early start time, because this is going to be one hell of a card. It might take a little bit extra time here, so make sure you get down there, and it's going to be something definitely worth enjoying. And then for there, we have the Monster Pro Wrestling Turmoil Show, July 1st. It's a Saturday. It's a holiday in Canada. It's going to be a 2 p.m. start in the afternoon. Weather permitting, this is going to actually be an outdoor show. That's one thing we don't have a lot of here in Alberta, obviously with the weather and whatnot. It's going to be a lot of interesting matches. Nothing formally introduced other than the Sirens title is going to be on the line. Four women fighting for the gold here, including Angelica, Sexy Sam, the champion Soraya Sawyer, and the debuting KJ Cash. Like, folks, I think this is going to be a very... It's an underrated match coming in. It's not going to be underrated coming out. And I think the dark horse in this match is going to be KJ Cash. I don't know if she's going to win the title in her first opportunity, but there's just something there that's going to show that... I think she's going to deliver a lot of shocking moments for everybody in that crowd. You also have the resolution of the tag team title situation here. Last month, the Struggle decided to just walk in, beat everybody up in the ring, and walk out with the titles. So you got the Shark Club, who are truly the champions, and the number one contender is Epic Wood, Epic Eddie Rude, and Lumberjack Larry. They're supposed to be going at it one-on-one for the titles once again, but I don't know what's going to happen with the Struggle here. They're getting their nose into this. They're claiming that possession is 9/10 of the law. Once again, I will say theft is the other 10%, but I digress at that point. It's going to be a great card, folks. The afternoon, 2 o'clock start. You still got time to get your fireworks done after it. 9210 118th Avenue. Special ticket price, $10 in advance, $15 at the door. That's $5 off from what they are normally. If you put $1.5 there for the door price, add a zero. Canada's 150 years. That's what they're going for here, folks. But then following the Monster Pro Wrestling Show, we got a bit of a hiatus until the 29th, where the CWC... presents their aftermatch show. So I'm just going to leave it here at this point. I haven't got much details on the aftermatch show yet, so obviously don't want to start talking about it with their new show in Red Deer. So this is going to wrap up a very extenuous edition of the Blown Call Show here. Once again, as I said at the top of the show, I want to thank each and every one of you for the support, and especially the support over the last week here. It has been a rather interesting week, to say the least. And once again, go onto the change.org website and sign that petition. We want to get YouTube to recognize that it is not the offensive conduct that they say it's going to be. Wrestling is family entertainment, and those that don't act like it's family entertainment, they're going to get weeded out in time. So, and if you want to get a hold of me, folks, my Twitter account is at MikeTheRef. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. We got the YouTube channel with a lot of CWC content on there. YouTube.com/channels/Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Pick up the shirts at whatamaneuver.net. And folks, get out there and support good indie wrestling. But on behalf of everybody here at the network, just want to remind you to be nice to your referees, because they definitely have a tough job to do. But they will come up with a blown call every once in a while. And this has been the Blown Call Show here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been the Blown Call Show with your host, Mike the Ref, on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. For more information on all the network programming, search Edmonton Sports Podcast Network on iTunes, YouTube, and Facebook, or check out their website at edmontonspn.podbean.com.